Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. This is our first show of the new year, so it's not too late to say Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, we will have a preview of the PGA Tour event. This week, it's the Tournament of Champions. We will also discuss at length a strategy for your game and hodgepodge around the world of golf that we always do. It is Wednesday, by the way, high noon Eastern time, 2 days before the beginning of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Most events on the PGA Tour start on Thursday. The first two events on the PGA Tour in the new calendar year start on Friday and wrap around to Monday due to television. They want the NFL to have Sunday to itself, if you will, for a final round on Monday. So I like it. Good idea. Time change makes it real easy for prime time in the East Coast. Excellent move, as always, by the PGA Tour. Okay, so first piece of business, David Duval has signed to be a commentator on Golf Channel. Great move. David did a good job in limited role last year. I think he's going to have a bigger role this year. And he's just, I think his playing career is at best stagnant and at worst probably over. A lot of injuries. And I think, you know, he gave himself one last chance last year in the 2014 season with a lot of invites. Didn't work out. Major champion, wonderful player, injuries, and a few other things got in the way of a complete career. But I would say that David Duval is as consummate a professional as we've seen in a long, long time. Good luck to you, David, in your new role. Okay, so let's chat for a minute now about the Kapalua Resort hosting the Hyundai Tournament of Champions on the island of Maui, 7,400-yard resort course. And what's interesting to me is who's not in attendance and who is. First, we'll talk about who isn't in attendance. Tiger's not there. He didn't win last year. Phil's not there. He didn't win last year. Rory's not there, and he did win last year. It just doesn't fit in his schedule. Not really a big deal. Somebody else, though, who's not there is Jordan Spieth. He did not win on the PGA Tour last year. He won a couple of events that were not PGA Tour events this past fall. He will have a hot start to the year when he hits things. I don't know if he's going to play next week or not at the Sony. We'll find out. But Jordan Spieth is not in attendance. Zach Johnson will be. He's the defending champion, and he will join 33 other players. By the way, only four of the 34 players in the Tournament of Champions are major winners. Major champions, I should say. Jeff Ogilvie, let's see, Bubba Watson's there, Angel Cabrera, and Zach Johnson. Okay, it's a really interesting field. We've got some newcomers, guys that have never won a tournament on the PGA Tour before last year. That would be Stephen Bowditch. I'm just going to mention a couple of names, Matt Every, Chesson Hadley, Brian Harman finally broke through. Let's see, I'm looking down the list quickly. Robert Streb broke through. Let me see, Matt Jones broke through to win in Texas last year, Brendan Todd and Nick Taylor, amongst a few others. Then there's a group of guys who didn't win for a while and are back in the tournament. They would be, let's say, Camilo Vijegas hadn't won for a little while. J.B. Holmes broke through, and he was a winner last year in dramatic fashion, I might say. Timmy Clark, after recovering from some injuries, and he is back in the winner's circle. Just to mention a few, Charlie Hoffman also won more. I wanted to mention who hadn't won for a while, and they're back. So it's an interesting field. a lot of young, new faces who are going to be dominant on the tour. Last week, if you remember, one of my wishes is that some of the veteran players would come up and play really well in 2014. Well, there's a chance that this could be the first week. Angel Cabrera's in the field. And Matt Kuchar, he's not an old veteran, he's just a great superstar player, but a couple of guys, mostly in this field, though, are young lions on the PGA Tour, the Chris Kirks, the Ryan Moores, Patrick Reed, Kevin Stadler, guys like that. So I will have my picks for you in just a moment on the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Now we will turn to my strategy for the day. My strategy for the day is accelerate through the ball. Many mid-handicappers have a smooth takeaway, and then on the downswing, they force the club through the hitting zone, or they decelerate through the hitting zone. Neither of these actions is going to produce your best results. One constant in virtually every shot in golf is to hit through the golf ball, maintaining your acceleration completely through the golf ball. Stay with it. Most of us have heard the lines, keep your head down, keep your eye on the ball. I don't know, for some reason, these just don't work for a lot of people. And I found a simple thought, stay with it. It works much better. This thought guides you to the finish with the action of the swing. So when you hit the golf ball, the process continues to a natural follow-through. This finish is a millisecond, and it's only a concern for you in the final third of your swing. In essence, you're swinging through a golf ball, not slapping at the golf ball. We're now keeping the club head firing smooth through the ball to the target. This will result in a better, more consistent shots, and of course, lower scores. As always, I welcome your thoughts, by the way, on my website, on my email, I should say. My website is bobgeismar.com. My email is bob@bobgeismar.com. bobgeismar.com. I get back to everyone. It takes me a day or so sometimes. Bear with me. Questions, comments, things you'd like to hear on the show, things you don't want to hear on the show, just let me know. I'm available. Okay, now on to my picks at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. As this progressive schedule wraparound continues, I have Hunter Mahan, Kevin Streelman, and Chris Kirk. I've got Mahan, Streelman, and Kirk. Those are my three choices to one of them come away winning the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Don't forget, next week is the Sony, which is played at the Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu. So it's a tough start to the winter for these men, as they get to spend a couple of beautiful weeks in the wonderful, gorgeous 50th state in the United States, Hawaii. That is my show for this week. Love having you with me. As always, this is Bob Geismar saying I'll talk to you next week. Great golf, everybody. So long for now.